This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 74 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I am your host, Nate, and as my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this episode, we are going to be tackling another patron pick from over on patreon.com. And the pick was from Stephanie. She's one of our patrons. So shout out to Stephanie. If you want to see any of her YouTube videos, I'll buy the popcorn here on YouTube. You can check out her reviews. And she requested a gem, a true gem of my high school days. This is none other than the DMX and Jet Li starring Cradle to the Grave. Alex, had you have seen this before? And when was the last time you watched it?
Well, I'll tell you this. I never seen this movie before, so this is my first time watching.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Right on. 18 years later, yeah. Finally getting around to it. Okay. So this is the first time watching for you. I will preface this, and I think I said it two episodes ago. I loved this movie when I was in high school. Now, this movie came out when I was 16 years old. So 16-year-old Nate, Cradle to the Grave. 34-year-old Nate, I think we're going to find out in a little bit. So before we get to any of that, yeah. Please, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you go ahead and like, comment, subscribe, like the video, follow the channel, get all our latest reviews. If you're listening on the go, be it Apple or Google Play or Spotify, TuneIn Radio, however you listen to the podcast, make sure you're subscribed for your auto downloads every week. That way, when we drop our two episodes per week, you can take us on the go with you. All right, Alex, let's give them the box office totals. I have no idea how much money this movie made. I don't think it's a lot, but I have no idea. So let's let them know.
All right, so here we go. The box office numbers for Cradle to the Grave from 2003 is domestic, $34 million. International, $21 million. Worldwide total of $56 million on a budget of $25 million.
Okay, so made like double its budget.
Yeah.
So this is a low-budget movie, first of all.
Yeah.
Because even in 2003, 25 was pretty low. All right, well, how did it do with the critics? I know that's what you guys want to know, even though it doesn't matter. So this got a whopping 26% from the critics on the old Rotten Tomatoes. Audiences liked it a smidge better, actually twice as much, 52%. So audience score is not amazing, but it's higher than half. You know how it works with Rotten Tomatoes. Technically, it's still not fresh, but I feel like with audience scores, if it's more than 50%, it could go either way. You could either have a good time or it could be very terrible. You know what I mean? But it doesn't matter because me and Alex are about to give you our score. So I'm excited. I didn't know this was the first time watch for you.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what you think. This, of course, stars DMX, Jet Li. If you're, you know, it is an action podcast. So who do we got action-wise? We got Jet Li in this. Yeah. We also got Mark Iron Chef Discoskos in this movie.
Yeah.
You know, we've covered one of his movies already with John Wick 3.
Yep.
And Gabrielle Union is in this. So for people who are, you know, watch modern, she's pretty famous now. She was in Bad Boys 2, a couple other things. So anyway, Alex, take it away. Lead character. Now, this is a buddy movie.
Yeah.
So it's DMX and Jet Li. We count them both as the lead.
All right. So look, with that said, I gave it a 4. For the two characters. Ooh. Now, I'm saying it more leaning towards Jet Li than DMX. Now, DMX was actually really good. I actually liked him in this movie. I think this is a role that fit him. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. For some reason, I feel like this role was him. This was his role.
Played to his strength?
Yes, to his strength. He was a rapper, so we all know his backstory. We know what he is. And I think this worked to the strength with him and Jet Li. Jet Li was phenomenal. I love that he didn't talk much. He was silent but violent. But
nice.
I love how he just fought not as much with only putting his hand in his pocket and not, you know, taking these guys down like rough. But once he needed to, he got down and dirty. I liked it. I thought these two characters were really good and I was engaged. I actually saw this today. Before we went live, and it's actually pretty funny because you did text me and you were like, oh, let's record today. And I was like, oh, crap, I haven't seen it yet. So I popped that sucker thing on and I said, I'm going to watch it. And I actually was intrigued with these two. I was glued to the TV when these two were on screen and I had fun. So I gave it a 4.
Hey, fair enough. You're not going to get I don't have the same score, but you're not going to get an argument from me. Yeah, so I gave him a 3. I'm not much lower. I don't think they're bad. So here's my thing. Jet Li, you're right. doesn't talk much, probably a smart move because he doesn't speak really good English. You got to remember, this is this is 2003 Jet Li, not, you know, like 2015 Jet Li. He was not proficient in the English language at this point in his career. You know, he was still newer, younger, so he was not a strong English speaker. He does have speaking lines. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he says nothing. But and when he delivers his lines, they're okay, but they're always the same, right? Mm-hmm. Like he just has one way of talking and that's it. DMX. I'm gonna agree with you. He's not a great actor. He's a rapper. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And by the way, one of my favorite rappers growing up in high school, like at this time, you could do no wrong. I love DMX. RIP to DMX. But I think as a non-actor, they played okay to his strengths. I agree with you. You know, his dialogue is kind of one-linery, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The stuff with his daughter was pretty decent.
Yeah.
You know, pretty not amazing, but pretty decent. I think he showed well for himself in this movie. He shouldn't be embarrassed about anything that happened in this. So I like their dynamic. I think they got like two, like they butt heads and then like they become friends kind of fast, in my opinion.
Yes.
But overall, I gave them a 3. I thought they did a good job together, considering the kind of movie this is. You know, keep that in mind. I thought they did a good job. So, okay, villain.
Yeah, so in terms of villain, it was Marco Descalzo. I hope I'm saying his right.
Iron Chef Descalzo.
Yes, Iron Chef. A la cuisine. Yeah. he was good, but he wasn't in the whole movie as much. Like, he was in it because the beginning of the movie, I didn't even know it was a heist movie. It was like a heist for diamonds. And I mean, this movie was so wacky for me because I didn't know what I was getting into because I haven't seen it. True. So for me, I didn't know what was going to. So with the villain, I didn't know if DMX was the villain. I didn't know if Jet Li was the villain. But then I figured out Iron Chef was the villain. So I said, oh, okay. So these two are joining forces to go against this guy. But again, technically, they're all bad guys. So
Jet Li is the only one who's not.
He's a cop. That's right. He's a cop. That's right.
He's a cop.
Yeah.
DMX is a thief.
Yes.
So he is technically a villain.
Right. So, but in terms of Marco Descalzo, Iron Chef guy, I gave him a 4. Great with the action. He was good with the acting. He's not a greatest performer, but we've seen a lot of bad villains. And I mean, we cover so many villains in this show, in this podcast, that so far I'm like, he's not as terrible and as bad. And we've seen him in John Wick 3. He was really good in John Wick 3 as the sushi guy. So,
yes.
I didn't mind him. I was glued with him. And he was believable. He was the tough guy, and we all believed it because he whooped that guy's ass. And then when he went to the jail, he whipped that guy's ass. So I loved it. I thought he was good. I gave him a 4 as a bad guy.
Fair enough. Again, this is another scenario where I'm not going to argue with you, but we don't have the same score. But I just don't like disagree with you very much. Just a little bit. I gave him a 3. Again, I think he's good. My thing with him is his acting is always kind of weird. I don't know how to describe it. I don't want to say over the top. He's not very over the top. I wouldn't say that. He does downplay it a little bit. But he's just kind of, I don't know, maniacal, you know? We got to get these diamonds to sell them to the world's highest, you know, weapons people. And that whole thing was confusing.
I did not know I was watching either, but we'll talk about that story.
Yeah, right? I was like, what the heck? Oh, I don't even know what's going on. But whatever. You know, as a villain, he was good. He could fight, though. I did like the fight with him and Jet Li in the fire at the end. I thought that was good. And anytime you have a villain who can actually, like, hold his own, fight the hero, do his best, that always gets bonus for me. So overall, I thought he was good. Some of his henchmen are kind of, like, goofy and they get too much screen time. Yeah, I gave him a 3. I thought he was good overall. And I did like the last fight, which is always a plus.
Yeah, I thought it was good,
okay,
too.
Okay, action.
Yeah, all right, action scenes. I like the action in this movie. We got car chase. We got a 4x4. What is it called? Those quad chase scenes with the cops.
Four-wheeler.
Yeah, the four-wheeler, which was over the top, but it was okay. We lived through Fast and the Furious. I could live through that, right? I thought those were good. The hand-to-hand fights with Jet Li were amazing. That cage fight was awesome when he was in the cage with Tito Ortiz and
Chuck Liddell.
Were they all MMA fighters?
Randy Couture?
Randy Couture. Yeah, there's a lot of people in there. Future Expendables. I guess that's how they met each other.
It was like the old school UFC guys. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was a cool sequence. I thought the robbery in the beginning was actually pretty cool with DMX and they all steal the jewels and then he fights the guy in the train station. I thought that was pretty cool. He took the pipe and he took the bag out. I thought that was cool. I was like, dang, he did that pretty smooth criminal, bro, without even hurting him. I thought that was all cool. Look, the fighting, all the fighting sequences was actually really good. My favorite fight was the cage fight and the last sequence fight between Marco and Jet Li. DMX fight, he was good. But then at the end of the fight, well, at the end of the movie, he couldn't fight no more. Like, it was weird. It was like a weird fight sequence between him while he had his daughter. I didn't like that. Gabriella versus, was it Lady Deathstrike?
Kelly Who?
Was she Lady Deathstrike?
Yeah.
In X-Men? Okay, so I remember her face. Okay, cool.
She was in The Mummy. She was in The Scorpion King, Kelly Who. Yeah, and she was Lady Deathstrike in X-Men 2.
Okay, so yeah, I remember. I was like, wait a minute. But in that sequence fight, to me, was so weird because she went toe-to-toe with Jet Li, and then the other chick, I was like, this made no sense to me. Like, she...
I agree.
That's one thing I never liked about action movies. Certain action movies that do that. They could fight the villains, and then all of a sudden, when it's a non-fighter, they could whip the experienced fighter. Made no sense. Whatever. But with that said, I gave it a 4.5. I thought that actually had a really solid action from beginning to end that I was entertained.
I'm pretty close to you on this one. 4. This was the best part of the movie to me.
Yes.
And I was surprised. The ATV scene is way better than it should be. You know, you tell someone, hey, DMX is going to steal a four-wheeler and drive around a city in like parking garage and stuff. Like, that sounds so stupid. But it's really well executed. Like, it was a really good action scene. It was exciting. It was well shot. I was like, oh, shoot, this looked great. It doesn't look crap, you know? This is pre-heavy CGI. So, and with the budget it had, a lot of just people driving stuff, doing stunts. I love, if you guys know me, I love stunts. Mm-hmm. I love stuntmen. I respect their craft. I love when people are driving things and you could see them driving it and they jump it and it lands. And that scene was great. I too like the cage fight scene. It was cool seeing all the old school UFC guys. If you're, I'm a big UFC fan. So even seeing Chuck Liddell, especially since we just did these Expendable movies, he was in this first. Tito Ortiz, Randy Couture is the one from the Expendables. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Randy Couture's in there. You know, Jet Li doesn't want to fight him, and then he could just beat up everybody. But it makes sense. But yeah, I thought the action scenes were hands down easily the best part of this movie, and I gave him a 4. I thought they were well done. All right, storyline.
All right, so in terms of storyline, a generic action movie. Very generic. Not in a bad way, because I thought they used the elements that they did. It was kind of creative. They made these little stones that turns into like these high powerful plutonium, like with these little crystals.
Yeah.
And the higher the radiation hits it, the more potent it becomes. I think they reached New World Order status. I don't even know what the hell that means. It went from 2 Hiroshima bombs to like New World Order. I was like, man, that's some high shit if it becomes New World Order. But
yeah,
I thought it was clever. Now it became a green light show. Like, to me, turning on, I thought it was gonna be like, boots, 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 boots. Like, everyone could have been dancing because it was just green lights. Like, you could tell it was very low budget because that bomb did not look, it looked like it came out of a rave. And they just gonna sell it to the highest dummy. But with that said, mostly the plot. They steal DMX's daughter, which is generic storyline when you want someone to do something. And then, of course, it became Rush Hour, the modern version, because then it was Jet Li and... right? Jet Li and DMX going after the daughter that got kidnapped from someone. Other than that, the storyline I thought was good. It was entertaining. I gotta say, entertaining. And I love Anthony Davis. I hope I'm saying his name right, the comedian.
Oh, Anthony Anderson.
I love him. He is so hilarious. I think he's so funny. So they had all the great chemistry, whether that whole crew, they were really good. Tom Arnold was funny. They were all good together. I gave it a 3.5. I think it was a good storyline. Nothing over the top, generic, very basic to understand, except the ending. But other than that, it was a generic action movie.
Okay, so I agree. It is generic. To this point, like the movie, I'll say the movie surprised me. You know, from what I remember when I was younger, I liked a lot of stupid stuff. Now I don't like stupid stuff as much. So the storyline's where I gotta mark some points off. It's pretty weak. And not only is it weak, it's super terribly told. Like the direction in this is very bad when it comes to like storytelling. Cause I had no idea what was going on for like 45 minutes, at least 45 minutes before I figured out, okay, this guy is like a good guy. This guy is a bad guy. These stones do this. Like, but it takes forever. And it's so confused. Like the movie just starts. It just starts. Like you just drop into this heist, right? And you don't know what they're stealing. You think they're just stealing diamonds. Then it turns out it's like black diamonds, but they don't really explain what they are, right? And then Jet Li just shows up randomly. And then this guy shows up randomly. And then these guys become friends. And then they're teamed up, but I don't know if he's bad or good. And I don't. So because it's told in a pretty terrible way and it is generic, I gave it a 2, but that for the storyline, you know, does it affect my overall? I don't know, but I would say for storyline, I think it's the worst part of the movie, but it's not a 1. I've seen worse.
Right.
I just could have really done a better job telling the story.
I agree with you. I mean, that part, I do agree with you on. When they introduced those diamonds, I was like, what is in these diamonds? Because I don't know what was going on with the diamonds. And then they had these ear monitors that could go like 20,000 feet from the receiver.
They had the Avengers ear
monitors. Yeah. Well, yeah. My man is driving four-wheelers through the rooftop, and he's still talking to them driving from city to city. I was like, damn.
Perfectly clear.
Yeah, he was like, hey, you can you hear me? Yeah.
Make me take my daughter out of here. Start barking.
Yeah.
He's doing wheelies in the air and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was kind of funny when he stole the quad. All of a sudden, it says X is gonna give it to you. It played into DMX music.
They played DMX music. Oh wait, I'm gonna talk about it in overall. Yeah, you're right. Okay, overall.
Okay, overall, look, this is my first time watching this movie. I never seen this movie, so I didn't know what the hell I was getting into. And guess what? I was highly, highly entertained. I was very scared when I saw DMX on screen. But guess what? He made me a doubter. I mean, he made me into a believer. Rest in peace, my friend, because I enjoyed you in this role. It was a very good movie. Very, very, very good movie. I will be purchasing this on Blu-ray if they do have it on Blu-ray. To add it in my collection. So I will be picking this up. This is I gave this a 4 as an overall. I highly was entertained by this movie. I love Jet Li. I mean, I don't care if he does not talk English good. His fighting is just, I love martial arts movies. I just love these dudes and their art. But everything as a package, it was very entertaining. It was really good. A little bit of this, what the hell are we watching here and there for whatever. But once you understand what it becomes fun, Tom Arnold was funny. The comedic guy.
Anthony Anderson.
Yeah, he is hilarious through the whole movie where he played. He had to be the gay guy in the beginning. That was so funny.
Trying to seduce the guard.
Yeah, he was like, why I got to do that? He was like, man, get in there. I loved it. I thought it was cool. I gave it a 4.
Okay, so listen, what I wanted to say, DMX music. anytime I watch a movie and there's a rapper like in it, and then they play that rapper's music in the movie, I always think it's weird. Because I'm like, that music shouldn't exist. Because this guy is playing this character, but that guy is DMX. So DMX's music shouldn't exist in this world. So why are they playing this song? It always trips me out. But as a person who grew up in the 90s and early 2000s, okay? I graduated high school in 2005. This movie speaks to me, okay? it does. I'm not going to lie.
It speaks to me.
This has DMX music, Eminem. The first song in the movie is Eminem. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, give me some of this. This is what I like. I grew up with, you know, listening to a lot of hip hop. It speaks to me. And I don't think it's a good movie, okay? And if I'm being completely honest, but I really like this movie, okay? It doesn't matter. This is one of those scenarios where it's like, I don't care if it's particularly good, right? Because it's told in a terrible way. It's very confusing. Some of the acting's questionable. You're right. Some of the acting's good. I actually like Anthony Anderson as well. I think Jet Li with his strong silent type is good. I think DMX is better than he should be. Other than that, some of the acting's not very good.
Yeah.
And on a technical level, besides the action is executed very well, but this is like the definition of this is an action movie. This is not a drama. This ain't a comedy. There's sprinkles of comedy here and there. You know what I mean? But this is like an action movie through and through. When they wrote it on paper, they were like, we just need stuff to get us to these action scenes, right? Think of this mumbo jumbo with these little things that are plutonium and there's green lasers and who cares? All of it's irrelevant. I don't think this is an amazing movie. I also will watch this movie more times. I agree with you. I want to buy it. I had to watch it on Netflix because I didn't own it. I want to get it on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is and I think it will speak to people in my age group, especially if you grew up in the 90s, early 2000s. If you saw it then, It's a little nostalgia, but if you didn't, it has a lot of elements of movies of that time that I like. So I'm going to give the movie a 3. I don't think it's like terrible. Don't get me wrong. I don't think it's particularly great. Objectively, I give it a 3, but in my heart, 5. I think it's a fun movie. It is a fun movie. I think it's better than it should be. And I agree with pretty much everything you said as well. So total score for me, it comes out to a 15 out of a 25.
For me, I gave it a 20. I really enjoy this. It's funny. It goes up there with like the Reindeer Games for me and Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. It was like a surprise.
It's in that vein.
Yeah. So like for me, it fell under there and I enjoy those movies a lot. I mean, I think I gave it around the same score between the 18 to 20 mark on all those movies. I enjoyed them and I liked them. But yeah, it's really cool. Now, Stephanie, you have picked a great one. We have not got stinkers yet. Okay. Robert gave us a good one. Jay gave us a good one. Right.
Well, Robert gave us a good one we couldn't find.
Yeah.
Then he gave us a backup one that was probably less good, but that's okay.
Yeah.
He probably picked a really good one the first time. Jay picked an amazing one.
Yeah.
Okay. The Raid Redemption. Now, what's coming up next? That's what you guys want to know, right? So we are going to be doing a bonus episode, of course, where we rank the Expendables franchise. It's going to be short because it's only 3 movies. Yeah. So that should be a little 10-minute nugget for you guys to listen to. And then we're starting our next series, which will be the actual movie that this is ripping off, Rush Hour, starring Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker. I can't wait. I've probably seen Rush Hour 1 a million times, but it's been a while since I've seen 2 and 3. So I'm looking forward to revisiting the franchise. And then our next Patreon pick, we have 2 left. The next one is from Beckish, our long time, since I joined, and she picked The Longest Goodnight, starring Gina Davis and Samuel Jackson, directed by Rennie Harlan. Haven't seen that in ages.
Well,
so I'm looking forward to that.
That's another first time watch.
Oh, okay.
For me.
Okay. Yeah. So she picked The Longest Goodnight, and then Jonathan McCoy, our last patron pick, Kick Ass. That'll be in 2 weeks. So keep an eye and an ear out for all of these reviews coming up soon.
Yeah. So again, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out a podcast with him. His friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys Podcast, please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast. We have a website. It's coming soon. As we speak, we're still working on it. And then, of course, anything on YouTube, please hit those subscribe buttons. If you're enjoying those reviews, hit those like buttons, hit those notification bells. So every time new videos drop, you guys will be notified. And of course, if you guys are taking us on the go podcast version, please subscribe to the podcast. If you are already, thank you so much. If you're new, please listen to us on the go. Help us out there. Subscribe, rate us. That would be awesome. Of course, on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, anywhere you guys listen to your favorite podcasts on. But till then, that is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.